Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get ready, because we're doing a deep dive today.
Yeah.
And, well, this one is about a neighbor situation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a doozy. And
nightmare neighbors.
Straight out of a nightmare. And this is all from a listener who wrote in. And
wow.
Yeah, it's 5 years. This saga has been going on with their upstairs condo neighbors.
5 years.
5 years.
Like, oh, my God.
It's, I mean, this letter to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast.
Right.
Had us hooked from the first sentence.
Oh, I bet.
You know, you move into this place. Yeah. You're excited about your, you know, little cozy patio.
Sure.
But things took a dark turn pretty quickly.
Yeah. You know, it sounds like one of the situations where you start to wonder if you're going crazy.
Right. Like, is this really happening?
Is this really happening to me? Am I imagining this?
Exactly. And it all started with some really strange behavior right from the beginning.
Like what?
Well, for instance, the seller's agent.
Okay.
Was friends with the upstairs neighbors, and they actually installed a listening device during the showings.
A listening device? That's not just creaky. That's a major violation.
Yeah.
I mean, legally and ethically, that's just
right.
Not okay.
Yeah, it just makes you wonder, what was the motivation there, you know, beyond simple curiosity?
Right. Was it to, like, you know, gain some leverage in the sale, or was this like a sign of things to come, like a bigger pattern of controlling behavior?
It's chilling to think about.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole Nest thermostat incident.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So our listener is trying to set it up.
Oh, hi.
And it keeps connecting to the upstairs neighbor's Wi-Fi network.
What?
Yeah. And so when they asked about it, the neighbors just admitted to doing it.
Wow.
No explanation given.
That's so strange.
She's like, yep, we did it.
Yeah, like that is really unsettling. Like, it suggests a need to manipulate the listener's environment, like yeah. Potentially even before they moved in.
Right.
It's almost like they were staking their claim on the place.
Yeah, like we were here first. This is our territory.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. It's like they wanted to establish some sense of power and control.
Right off the bat.
Right from the beginning.
And that feeling of unease only intensified when the listener tried to be friendly.
What did you?
Just, you know. A simple wave hello when yeah. They saw them on the balcony.
Yeah.
But the response,
yeah.
Coldness,
uh-huh.
Dismissiveness, even slamming doors.
Like just to be mean.
Yeah. Like we don't want to acknowledge your existence.
Yeah.
At all.
Wow. That sounds like a very deliberate attempt to create an uncomfortable atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like the balcony stare downs are interesting to me because, you know, It's one thing to glance at your neighbor.
Yeah.
Right. But to consistently appear and just intensely watch them every time they step outside.
Right.
Like that feels more like a territorial display, you know.
Right.
A nonverbal way of saying we're watching you.
Yeah. Like you're under surveillance. Yeah. You're being watched.
Like you can practically feel the anxiety building.
Totally.
Just listening to this story.
Oh, yeah.
And as if all of that wasn't bad enough, then the pandemic hit.
Oh.
And with it came the stomping.
The stomping. Like, what do you mean stomping?
Stomping.
Oh, no.
Like, noise complaints are common in shared living spaces.
Yeah, yeah.
This goes way beyond that.
Okay.
This wasn't just footsteps. It was intense, rhythmic stomping that shook the listener's entire apartment.
Oh, wow.
Dishes rattled, vibrations traveled through the walls.
It sounds like they were intentionally trying to disrupt the listener's peace and quiet.
Yeah, it wasn't accidental.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they would laugh
Oh, no.
And make exaggerated noises while they were stomping.
Oh, God.
Suggests they were getting pleasure out of the listener's discomfort.
That's awful.
I know.
That's really mean.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe this was their way of, like, trying to impose order on the world.
Oh, you mean because the pandemic was so chaotic?
Exactly.
And everything felt out of control. Yeah. So maybe they were trying to control their little world.
Right.
Through this really disturbing behavior.
Right. And so our listener tried to address it.
Okay.
You know, politely knocking on the ceiling.
Yeah.
But you know what? That only seemed to encourage them.
Really? Some people just thrive on conflict.
Yeah.
You know, it reinforces their sense of power and control.
Right.
So the more the listener reacted, the more they were fueling this fire.
Exactly. And it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Because our listener was just trying to find some peace and quiet in their own home.
I know.
And just when you think it can't get any worse.
It can't get any worse.
They added a new weapon to their arsenal.
What's that?
Cigarette smoke.
Oh, no.
Every single time our listener stepped out onto their patio, the upstairs neighbors would light up and blow smoke directly down at them.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
The patio was supposed to be like their little escape.
Right.
Like their little oasis.
Their little piece of the outdoors.
Yeah. And to have that invaded so aggressively, that's just incredibly frustrating.
It's infuriating.
And you know, the smoke itself becomes a weapon.
Uh-huh.
Like a way to make the listener's environment unbearable.
Right.
It forces them to retreat back inside.
Yep.
And it's effectively ceding control of that space to the neighbors.
That's exactly right.
Oh, it's just so mean.
Yeah.
It's so inconsiderate.
It is.
Yeah, it's a classic example of passive aggression.
Right.
You know, they're not directly confronting the listener.
Yeah.
But they're making their displeasure known.
Right.
In a way that's impossible to ignore.
And it's especially insidious because it's targeting something the listener values.
Right.
That little piece of outdoor piece.
Exactly.
But, you know, our listener is resourceful.
Oh, good.
They're not just going to give in.
Yeah.
They fought back.
What did they do?
Got a powerful fan.
Okay.
Aimed it right back at the neighbors.
Oh.
Sending that smoke right back to where it came from.
I love that.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah. Shows they weren't going to be intimidated.
And I bet that drove those neighbors crazy.
Oh, I bet it did.
Having their own tactic turn against them.
Oh, yeah. They actually grumbled about being fought back against.
Boy.
Which basically confirms they were doing it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But, you know, as we've seen these neighbors, they don't back down easily.
Oh, no.
Our listener decides to try for a little more privacy.
Okay.
Puts up some screens on their patio.
You would think that would be a reasonable solution.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, just let me have a little bit of privacy here.
Yeah, your own space.
But with this pattern of behavior, it's almost like we can predict what happens next.
Oh, gosh. Okay, yeah. What happened?
You're absolutely right, because it wasn't long before the male neighbor comes downstairs.
Okay.
And without a word, physically smacks one of the screens.
Oh, no.
Hard enough to slam it against the fence.
So this is where it crosses the line from annoying to potentially dangerous.
Right.
You know, property damage.
Yeah.
The implied threat really ratchets up the tension.
It's scary.
Yeah. And for the listener, that has to feel violating on a whole new level.
Exactly. Every attempt at self-protection just fueled their aggression.
Right.
Thankfully, the screen's held up.
Oh, good.
A small victory, but, you know.
Yeah.
I bet it felt good to see that screen withstand that outburst.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But as you said, this is escalating.
Right.
And there's a part of this story that takes things into a truly unsettling realm.
Oh, no, what now?
The rat incident.
The rat incident. Okay, hold on.
Uh-huh.
This is where it veers into psychological warfare.
Yes.
This is like playing on primal fears.
Right.
The idea of your home being invaded
right.
by something unsanitary, uncontrollable.
So one morning,
yeah,
our listener finds a dead rat on their patio.
Oh, that's awful.
But it's not just lying there randomly.
Oh, no.
It's deliberately placed on this small pile of leaves.
Oh.
Like a little presentation.
A little gift.
The intentionality is what makes it so disturbing.
Oh, absolutely. It's a message.
Right.
It's meant to make the listener feel targeted.
Right.
Vulnerable in their own home.
And of course, when confronted.
Yeah.
The neighbors just smirk and deny it.
Well, of course they do.
Of course.
Denial is part of the power play.
Exactly.
You know, it keeps the listener off balance, questioning their own perceptions.
Yeah, like, am I imagining this?
Exactly. It's gaslighting, plain and simple.
It is. And imagine the mental toll that takes.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine.
Like, you start to doubt yourself. Like, am I overreacting?
Right. Is this really happening?
Yeah.
But the pattern's clear. you know.
It is.
This was a calculated act of intimidation.
It was. And it went on for 5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
Of this. Oh, my God.
Of this psychological pressure cooker.
Wow.
It's hard to fathom the resilience our listener had to have to get through that.
It's really a testament to the human spirit.
It is.
But it also raises a question, like, how many people out there are suffering in silence dealing with similar situations?
It's a sobering thought, but thankfully for our listener.
Okay.
This story does have a light at the end of the tunnel.
Good.
One day, the moving truck appears.
Oh, thank goodness.
The upstairs neighbors, gone.
What a moment that must have been.
I know.
Just pure relief.
Like winning the lottery?
Yeah, like a weight lifted.
Huge weight lifted.
It reminds us, even in the darkest of situations, always hope for change.
There is. And the best part is, their new neighbors.
Yeah.
Are the polar opposite.
Oh, good.
Warm, friendly, no drama.
It goes to show that good neighbors are out there.
They are.
And sometimes all it takes is a change of scenery to find them.
That's right. But this experience leaves us with a lot to think about. It really makes you realize just how much your neighbors can impact your life.
Oh, absolutely. It's huge. You know, we often talk about, you know, finding the right home and creating the right space.
Yeah.
But we often forget about the people who are right there beside us.
Right next door.
Yeah, exactly. And a good neighbor can make such a difference.
Huge difference.
Yeah, they can enhance your sense of community.
Yeah.
Provide support. You know, even just contribute to your overall happiness.
Right, like they can really make your life better.
Exactly.
But then on the flip side,
yeah,
a bad neighbor can be a constant source of stress and anxiety and even fear.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, like in our listener's case, it could really affect your sense of safety and security in your own home.
Absolutely. And it can be incredibly isolating, too.
Right.
You know, you might feel like you're the only one going through it.
Yeah.
Which just makes it even more challenging.
So what can someone do if they find themselves in a situation like this?
Well, the first step is always to try to communicate.
Okay.
You know, try to talk to the neighbor directly.
Right.
Sometimes just a simple conversation can help clarify boundaries or address any, you know, minor issues.
Yeah.
But it's important to do so in a calm and respectful manner.
Yeah.
Even if you're feeling frustrated.
Right. You don't want to escalate things.
Exactly. You want to keep it de-escalated.
Yeah. Wow. What if talking doesn't work?
Okay. Well.
Or what if you don't even feel safe approaching them?
Right. Well, then it's time to start thinking about some other options.
Okay.
A lot of communities have mediation services.
Oh. Yeah.
And that can really help facilitate a conversation between neighbors.
Right.
In a neutral setting.
Yeah.
There's also tenants' rights organizations that can provide guidance and support if you're renting.
Right.
And then, you know, if the situation involves harassment or threats or property damage.
Yeah.
Documenting those incidents is absolutely crucial.
Super important.
Yeah. You want to keep a detailed record of dates, times,
yeah.
you know, specific incidents, any witnesses.
Right.
All of that, because that information can be really important.
Yeah.
If you need to involve law enforcement.
Okay.
Or, you know, pursue any legal action.
It's so important to remember that you're not alone in these situations.
Yeah.
There are resources out there and there are people who can help.
For sure.
And sometimes, you know, as our listener discovered, the best solution is just a change of scenery.
Right.
A fresh start with a new set of neighbors.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
Can make all the difference.
Absolutely.
Well, to our listener who shared their incredible journey.
Yeah.
We applaud your resilience and we're so glad you finally found peace in your home.
Me too.
And to all of our listeners out there, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this story?
Have you ever experienced neighborly conflicts?
Share your insights and your experiences in the comments.
Yeah, because sometimes just knowing you're not alone can make all the difference.
That's right. That's it for our deep dive into this neighborly nightmare.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
It was great to be here.
Until next time, folks, remember to be kind to your neighbors.
And to yourselves.
We'll see you next time.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.